Of course, authorities in Iraq are trying to prepare for elections as well, and they're trying to control insurgent-dominated areas sometime before the voting starts. The interim prime minister says he is prepared to impose a military solution on the city of Fallujah. Iyad Alawi says time is running out for a peaceful solution there. And U.S. commanders say they're waiting for orders to attack. NPR's Ann Garrels reports from a Marine outpost near Fallujah.
Marines are preparing for the offensive, wondering only when it will happen, not if. In addition to the daily bombing attacks on Fallujah, troops on the ground run regular reconnaissance missions, probing the enemy to draw him out, learn more about his tactics, and keep him off guard. Over the weekend, Marines were returning from several days in the field when the company commander, Captain Jer Garcia, saw a car suddenly come out from behind a wall of some kind.
I looked into his face as I drove by. I looked at him, he looked at me, gave me a look I'll never forget, then looked down into his steering wheel. And then I, you know, everything came together. The white Suburban, multiple bullet holes through the windshield, you know, the only vehicle sitting around anywhere.
As 35-year-old Garcia radioed to warn the rest of his convoy a matter of seconds, the suicide bomber rammed into a 7-ton truck carrying several Marines.
There's people jumping off of other trucks and jumping onto that truck as it was on fire and as it was melting, you know, with no regard for their own body and their own safety, and pulling off Marines that were burning alive. We were carrying all our ammunition and pyro, so grenades were going off, rounds were cooking off. Marines didn't care. They just jumped up there. I have Marines that are incredible.
The Marines continued to come under attack in what was clearly a well-planned assault. Help arrived, but 8 Marines were dead, 9 injured, 3 of them severely. These Marines have only been in Iraq for a couple of weeks. They were sent in specially to reinforce units for the anticipated assault, which will target insurgent strongholds throughout Al-Anbar province.
You have to learn fast in this environment. Marines are great at learning fast and adapting to the enemy techniques, tactics, and procedures. That's what we're doing, and we're going to be ready.
Battalion Commander Colonel Michael Ramos says they've learned some painful lessons in the short period they've been here.
The enemy is willing to sacrifice lives. They are willing to martyr themselves for what they believe to be an important cause. The enemy studies the movements of our forces. They improvise as well. They are crafty and cunning.
While the Marines are trying to keep the insurgents on edge, the insurgents are doing the same thing. As the new battalion of Marines was settling into its base of operations, the insurgents had a welcome present for them. Sergeant Major Michael Berg says a rocket landed in their midst, wounding 10.
They'll kind of aim it in the general direction, shoot it off, and they get out of there because they know our counter-battery fire, it's going to pinpoint right where they're at. So they'll get one or two rockets off, and they hope they hit something. So, yeah, it's luck of the draw what they hit. They were real lucky that day.
Most of the Marines who fought in Fallujah in April before the Pentagon ordered them to cease fire have rotated out. So for many, this will be their first big battle in Iraq. And for many, it will be their first real combat ever. They will be entering a city which officers say is held by several thousand insurgents who've honed their skills since their last major encounter with the Marines in the spring. Captain Jer Garcia says the commander of his regimental combat team believes this will be something entirely new for everyone.
He told us, if any of you were here before, forget what you know and what you thought you knew about what's happening here. It's absolutely a different atmosphere. I don't think anybody has the upper hand on it.
Marines from the company that suffered the casualties were given Sunday off. 20-year-old Chris Backlund sat outside the shell of a bombed-out building, which is home for now. He looked out over an endless stretch of desert, strumming on his guitar.
This helps a lot. You know, people deal with stuff different ways, and this is kind of just my way of getting out here and doing my thing, I guess.
Others took the opportunity to go to a nearby base, which has luxuries like electricity and telephones. They called their families to reassure them they weren't among the casualties. But just what lies ahead, most say, they can only imagine. Ann Garrels, NPR News, near Fallujah.